So before you listen to the sermon,
read Luke chapter 8.
There we're going to the book of Luke. Look at the life of Jesus.
And this is the second sermon from chapter 8.
And last week we looked at the parable of the sower.
هفته پیش در مورد داستان
where we saw these different groups in Christianity.
گروه‌های متفاوت در مسیحیت.
The fake Christian, the Christian that says Lord, Lord, but is not saved.
تقلبی که اعلام میکنه خداوند خداوند ولی نجات نداره.
The seed that never started to grow.
دانه‌ای که هیچ وقت کشته نمیشه.
The shallow Christian.
و رشد نمیکنه.
مسیحیه
که خیلی کوچیکه.
Establishes any discipline.
هیچ زندگی تقدیم خداوند نمیکنه.
Take root in the word.
در کلام خداوند ریشه عمیقی نمیدونه.
We have the worldly Christian.
مسیحیت دنیوی رو داریم.
The Christian that is more interested in the things of this world, the riches and the pleasures.
که به دنیا و ثروت‌های این دنیا ارزش میذاره بیشتر از چیزهای خداوند.
And then we had the seed that fell on good ground.
و بعد دانه ای رو داریم که بر روی زمین خوب میفته.
The Christian that produced 30, 60, 100 fold. The fruitful Christian.
Now, read verse 15 again.
But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke 8, verse 15.
اما آنچه در زمین نیکو واقع گشت کسانی می باشند که کلام را به دل راست و نیکو شنیده آن را نگاه می دارند و با صبر ثمر می آورند.
Yeah, he receives the word, he keeps the word.
He takes it to heart,
start living out of it,
and
of course he ends up preaching the gospel, bringing forth fruit, leading people to Christ. Just stay there, just translate Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
امثال 11:30 میگه ثمره نیکوکار درختی است از حقیقت. آن کسی که باعث نجات دیگری میشه حکیم است.
The next verses are actually continuing on this topic of being a fruitful Christian.
مسیحی ثمره دار باشیم.
So let's start reading with verse 16.
آیه 16 رو بخونیم.
No man when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light.
و هیچ کس چراغ را افروخته آن را زیر ظرفی یا تختی پنهان نمی کند، بلکه بر چراغدان می گذارد تا هر که داخل شود روشنی را ببیند.
And of course, this is something that's obvious that you would do.
Yeah,
you turn on the light. So you have benefit from it. Yeah, you don't cover that up.
So
nobody can see it.
Yeah,
you actually put it in a place where it gives most light.
So it lights the whole room.
You put it on a candlestick.
میذاریمش رو شمعدون.
Now, what does that mean?
این به چه معنیه؟
God has given us light.
خداوند بهمون نور رو داده.
And we are not to cover that light that we've been given.
ما خونده نشدیم که اون نوری که به ما داده شده رو بپوشونیم. اجازه باید بدیم که نور ما بدرخشه.
To bring light to the world.
ما باید نور رو به همه دنیا
برسونیم. Go to John 8. John 8, verse 12.
آیه 12.
John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
پس عیسی باز به ایشان خطاب کرد و گفت من نور عالم هستم. کسی که مرا پیروی کند در تاریکی راه نخواهند رفت بلکه نور حیات را یابد.
So Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
من نور عالم هستم.
But listen to what he says in Matthew 5.
ببینید در متی فصل 5 چی بهمون میگه عیسی مسیح.
5 verse 14.
آیه 14.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Yeah, so here Jesus says that we are the light of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus is not walking on this earth today. He's not shining his light as he did when he walked on this earth.
But
he is to shine that light through us as his children. Now, the first obvious aspect of being the light in this world is that we are bringing the light of the gospel. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. And stay there. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
اما اگر بشارت ما مخفی است بر هلاک شوندگان مخفی است.
Yeah, what is our gospel? Yeah, what is our good news?
پیام خوش ما چیست؟
Of course, that's the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ.
مرگ، دفن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, Jesus the Son of God, God in the flesh.
عیسی مسیح خداوندی که در جسد پوشید.
Yeah, will pay the price for our sins.
مجازات گناهان همه ما را بر روی صلیب
پرداخت. So we can have life by believing on him.
ما بتونیم ایمان داشته باشیم و زندگی داشته باشیم با ایمانمون از طریق
او. If we do not share that, if we do not share that light,
این نور رو با دیگری تقسیم نکنیم.
If we hide that,
اگه قایمش کنی,
that light is not gonna reach those who are lost.
اونایی که در تاریکی هستن رو لمس نمی‌کنه.
It will be hidden to them.
قایم میشه برای همه اونها.
Now read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونیم. آیه 4.
In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
Which one?
Unto them. Same, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4.
4-4. دوم قرنتیان 4-4.
که در ایشان خدای این جهان ذهن‌های بی ایمانشان را کور گردانیده است که مبادا نور بشارت جلال مسیح که صورت خداست ایشان را روشن سازد.
Yeah, the people of this world.
مردم این دنیا.
Yeah, referring it to the lost.
گم شده گمان.
Yeah, the minds that are blinded by Satan.
اون چشمانی که با شیطان گم شده.
Yeah, because Satan does not want anybody to see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ.
شیطان نمیخواد که هیچ کس نور انجیل پرجلال عیسی مسیح ببینه.
He wants people to remain in darkness.
بلکه میخواد که همه در تاریکی بمونن.
Yeah, that is the light that we need to shine, the gospel.
ما باید بدرخشونیم به همه انجیل عیسی مسیح رو.
The fruitful Christian shines the light of the glorious gospel.
زندگی انجیلیش رو میدرخشونه به همه جا.
In a world that is dark.
در دنیایی که همه جا تاریکه.
Yeah, letting our light shine is associated with the gospel, with the preaching of the gospel. Go to Acts 13. Acts 13, verse 47. Acts 13, verse 47. For so had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
13:47.
Yeah, so Paul basically says, we are ordained by God to be a light to the Gentiles, to shine the light on the Gentiles. Yeah, with the purpose, of course, to get people saved. The purpose of salvation. Yeah, the light is talking about the gospel. Go to Acts 20. Acts 26, verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
تا چشمان ایشان را باز کنی تا از تاریکی به سوی نور و از قدرت شیطان به جانب خدا برگردند تا آمرزش گناهان و میراثی در میان مقدسین به وسیله ایمانی که بر من است بیابند.
Yeah, again the light is referring to the gospel here.
و بازم این نور در مورد انجیل صحبت
می‌کنه. Shine the light in the darkness.
نور بدرخشونیم در تاریکی. They
will receive forgiveness of sins.
اونها بخشندگی.
That they will be among those who have faith.
اونها در میان کسانی باشند که ایمان دارند.
What is the problem? Many Christians are not shining the light. They are hiding the light. They take the light and put it somewhere nobody can see it. Yeah, many Christians are not preaching the gospel to the lost. They are not shining light in darkness. Yeah, the darkness where Satan has blinded people. That will not get saved unless we are actually sharing the good news.
Yeah.
We don't share it. Our gospel is hid to them that are lost.
اگر ما در اعلام نکنیم قایم شده از کسانی است که گم شدند.
The fruitful Christian is the Christian that shines the light of the gospel.
نور انجیل مسیح رو به همه جا می‌درخشد.
But here's another aspect of a fruitful Christian and the light.
مسیحی پرثمر داره و
that is our personal testimony.
شهادت اصلی زندگی ما.
We are to live in the light.
ما باید در نور زندگی کنیم.
Go back to Luke 8.
Luke 8, verse 17.
Luke 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
زیرا چیزی نهان نیست که ظاهر نگردد و نه مخفی که معلوم و هویدا نشود.
Yeah, if we are to be effective in sharing the light of the gospel, we should also live in the light. Yeah, we are children of the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
1 Thessalonians 5:5.
زیرا همه شما پسران نور و پسران روز هستید، از شب و تاریکی نیستیم.
Yeah, we are not of the night. We are not of darkness. We are children of the light.
از تاریکی نیستیم. ما فرزندان نور هستیم.
Now read. Go to John 3.
یوحنا 3.
John 3, verse 19.
آیه 19.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
و حکم این است که نور در جهان آمد و مردم تاریکی را بیشتر از نور دوست داشتند، از آنجا که اعمال ایشان بد است.
Yeah, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
Yeah,
not only do we want to live a life where we give the light of the gospel,
we
also want to live our lives to match that light that we are giving.
Yeah,
by walking in the light.
Yeah,
by not walking in darkness. By not having evil deeds.
Yeah,
your personal testimony matters.
Yeah,
if you want to be a fruitful Christian,
yeah,
you need to be a person of integrity.
صادق باشین، صادقانه عمل
کنین. I rarely come across people.
معمولا به کسایی میام که میرسم تو دنیا.
Who call themselves Christian.
خودشون رو مسیحی میخوان.
And I understand some of them will be Christian in name.
بعضیاشون در نام مسیحیان و واقعا مسیحی نیستن.
But they have met Christians.
اما کسایی هستم من دیدم که.
And the conduct of those Christians have put them off.
و یه نفر مسیحی رو دیده که شهادت زندگی و مسیحی اونا رو از مسیح دور کرد.
People who have seen the conduct of somebody calling themselves Christian.
رفتار یه نفر رو دیده که خودش مسیحی خونده.
And pushed them away from Christ.
باعث شده که یه نفر از مسیح دور شه.
And that's a tragedy.
این فاجعه است.
Yeah, you actually, if you're actually a Christian, then you're hindering the gospel instead of shining the light.
Because
of your personal testimony. Your personal testimony matters.
Go to
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
همچنین بگذارید نور شما به مردم بتابد تا اعمال نیکوی شما را دیده پدر شما را که در آسمان است ستایش نماید.
Yeah, the shining of light here.
نور شما را درخشیدن در شما
is about your personal testimony about the things you do.
در مورد کاری که شما انجام میدین.
Yeah. It's not which one is it? No, it's both.
نه اینکه کدومش، بلکه جفتش.
Now, I don't believe in lifestyle evangelism.
من ایمان ندارم که با طریق زندگی
yeah, trying to just win people over by
انقدر زندگیمون خوب باشه بدون اینکه به
hoping that they will look at the wonderful you that you are.
که به نگاه کنن شما چقدر عالی و
به خاطر drop down at your feet and say, what must I do to be saved?
شما بیفتن جلوی پاتون رو بگن من چیکار کنم نجات پیدا کنم.
I don't believe in that.
من ایمان ندارم.
But I do believe that our evangelism should match our lifestyle.
بشارتمون باید با زندگیمون یکی باشه. اگر می‌خوایم تاثیرگذار باشیم.
Yeah, we give the light of the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح و نور عیسی مسیح رو می‌دیم.
And we turn people from darkness to light.
مردم رو از تاریکی به نور دعوت می‌کنیم.
And we also live in the light.
و در نور زندگی می‌کنیم.
Yeah, we are children of the light.
ما فرزندان نور هستیم، نه فرزندان تاریکی.
Go to 1 Peter 3:16. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ.
و وجدان خود را نیکو بدارید تا آنانی که از رفتار نیکوی شما در مسیح بد میگویند در همان چیزی که شما را بد میگویند خجالت کشند.
There will be people that will speak bad about you no matter what.
خواهند بود تو دنیا که در مورد شما بد میگن و مهم نیست که کجای زندگی هستید.
There are people who just hate God, hate Christians.
کسایی هستن که از خدا متنفرن و از مسیحیت متنفرن.
Will speak against you.
و بهتون توهین میکنن و بر ضدتون حرف میزنن.
But when they do,
و وقتی این کارو
these things better be false accusations.
بهتره که توهینشون.
Yeah, because you have a good conscience.
Can you show down?
Yes. Because you have a good conscience.
صادقانه داشته باشی و به خاطر تهمتشون دروغی باشه.
Yeah, meaning that you are living rightly before God.
و شما زندگی درستی در خداوند داشته باشید.
Not perfect.
نه کامل و بی عیب.
Yeah, but things between you and God are clear.
اما بین تو و خداوند همه چیز درست باشه.
Yeah, you have a good conversation.
و رابطه خوبی
meaning
با خداوند داشته
good
باشید.
Meaning you have a good conduct in the world.
و شما شهادت خوبی تو دنیا داشته
yeah,
باشید.
Yeah, so when anybody speaks evil of you,
اگه کسی در مورد شما بد حرف بزنه,
it needs to be false.
باید دروغ باشه.
And it should be put to shame.
و باید باعث خجالت باشه.
Because there's really nothing they really can point at.
چیزی نبوده که بخواد در موردت بد بگه, الکی بد گفته.
In fact, if they look at your life,
اگه واقعا زندگی
they will see light. They will see the things that are good. They will see good marriages. They will see good workers on the job. They will see people who are kind.
آدم‌های مهربون.
People who are merciful.
کسایی که بخشنده و دل دل دست و دلبازن.
People who are paid their bills on time.
کسایی که سر وقت و قبضاشون رو پرداخت می‌کنن.
And they will be put to shame when they accuse you.
و باعث خجالت می‌شدن اگه به شما تهمت بزنن.
If they speak evil of you,
اگر امروز
به
شما بد گفتن چون آدم کلاهبرداری
بخوای دزدی کردی
به خاطر اینکه ناصاف صداقت نداری پس مشکل همینه.
Yeah, if this happens,
اگر این اتفاق تو زندگی داره میفته
and, if people accuse you,
اگر yeah, کسی به تو تهمت میزنه
it will happen when you live godly.
و میدونم که حتی در زمانی که بر خداوندم زندگی میکنی
yeah,
اجازه بدین بهتون تهمت بزنن.
Make sure your conduct is above reproach.
بدونین که رفتارتون نتونه کسی
yeah,
علکی واقعا عیبی درونش
yeah,
ببینه.
A fruitful Christian is not only a Christian that shines his light.
یه مسیحی ثمره آور کسی نیست که فقط نورش رو میدرخشونه.
Also walks
in the light. کسی هستی که در نورش زندگی میکنه.
Yeah, let people look at your conduct.
بذارین بقیه رفتاراتون رو ببینن.
And not have anything to accuse you.
نتونن بهتون تهمت بزنن.
Because there's nothing
چیزی
they
نباشه که
that.
نه انگشتشون
نشانه
کنه. هیچ گناه مخفی نباشه. هیچ رفتار مخفی نباشه که بتونن اونو براتون بیارن بیرون. آشکارش کنن.
Read for 17 again.
آیه 17 رو بخونیم.
Yeah, we should live a life of personal integrity.
زیاد زندگی نهان نیست که ظاهر نگردد و نمخفی که معلوم و هویدا نشود.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Yeah, we should live a life of personal integrity.
زندگی داشته باشیم که صادق و رو راست باشیم.
And whatever is hidden,
هر آنچه مخفی است.
Yeah, the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out.
مطمئن باشین که گناهتون شما رو پیدا خواهد کرد.
Go to Matthew 10.
متی فصل 10.
That was in Numbers 32, by the way, 23.
اعداد.
Matthew 10.
بود که خوندیم.
Matthew 10 and read verses 26 and 28.
26 و 28 رو بخون.
Fear them. Not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. But I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
پس از ایشان مترسید زیرا چیزی پنهان نیست که آشکار نگردد و نه مجهولی که معلوم نشود. آنچه در تاریکی به شما میگویم در روشنایی بگویید و آنچه در گوش شنوید بر بام ها موعظه کنید و از قاتلان جسد که قادر بر کشتن روح نیستند مترسید بلکه از او بترسید که قادر است بر هلاک کردن روح و جسد را نیز در جهنم.
Yeah, so we share the light
نور رو
by sharing sharing the gospel.
با اشارت دادن انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Read Romans 1:16.
رومیان
where it says,
16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believe it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرفکنده نیستم، چون که قوت خداست برای نجات هر کسی که ایمان آورد، اول یهود و سپس یونانی.
Yeah. So we shine light by giving the gospel. We are not ashamed of the gospel.
But
we don't want to stop there. We don't want to be hiding the rest of God's word. We also want to be shining that part. Because there are Christians that are not ashamed of the gospel. But they are ashamed of other things that the Bible says.
Now,
I love the whole Bible. Every single verse. I like what it says about salvation. Like John 3:16. Yeah, we like Acts 16:13-31. Yeah, we love the mercy of God. But I also like what it says about the Sodomites in Leviticus 20:13. I also like it when it speaks against divorce. I also like it when it talks about how the family should be run. I like everything of God's word. I'm not ashamed of anything of it. And it needs to be preached from the housetops. Yeah, we are to preach the whole counsel of God.
و کل کلام خداوند باید اعلام بشه و هیچ چیزی رو پنهان نکنیم. ما همه کلام رو دوست داریم.
If you are reproached,
یه نفر شما رو زیر سوال ببره.
Let it be for the cause of Christ.
باشه که به خاطر نام مسیح باشه نه به خاطر گناه.
Go to 1 Peter 4.
اول پتروس فصل 4 آیه 14-16.
If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf.
خوشا به حال شما زیرا که روح جلال و روح خدا بر شما آرام میگیرد که از آنها او دشنام میشود و از شما تمجید مییابد پس مبادا هیچی از شما چون قاتل یا دزد یا شریر یا فضول رنج بکشد اما اگر چون مسیحی رنج بکشد از شرمنده نباشد بلکه از این جهت خدا را تمجید نماید.
Yeah, when you end up in prison,
that'll
be because you're preaching the word.
Not
for robbing a bank. Yeah, and a fruitful Christian is not ashamed of the light that is in the word of God. We preach it and make no excuses. We live it and we make no excuses. Go to Philippians. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Yeah, we are to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God.
و فرزندان خدا بی ملامت.
You should not have major issues, major crimes, major sins in your life.
مشکل گناهان بزرگی داشته باشین که
that you become accused of.
که بتونن بهتون توهین کنن.
I know this is not teaching that we are blameless, that we have to be blameless to become the sons of God. It says, no, as sons of God, people will expect you to be blameless.
Yeah,
we should not be the reason why the enemies of God will blaspheme him.
Yeah,
like what happened with David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. No, we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And in the midst of that, we are to shine our light. How are we going to change our neighborhoods, our cities, our countries,
فرهنگامون رو عوض کنیم.
I can tell you it's not going to change by just voting on politicians.
رای دادن به سیاستمدارانتون عوض نمیشه. سیاستمداران دروغگویی که هر کدومشون دروغ میگن.
How you going to change your neighborhood?
چجوری شهرمون عوض کنیم؟ محلمون عوض کنیم؟ خونمون عوض کنیم؟ خانوادهمون و کشورمون عوض کنیم؟
Shining the light.
با نور خداوند درخشوندن. بشارت
that is true.
دادن.
Living the life.
به وسیله زندگی درست کردن در مقابل خداوند. با خدا ترسی و خودمون رو پاک کردن.
And sharing all the light.
و همه نور خدا.
And living all the light.
و در همه نور زندگی کنیم.
Our nations are not blessed by God at the moment.
ملت‌های ما، مردم ما،
because our nations are far from God.
از خدا برکت نداره. چون همه‌شون از خداوند دورن. بریم تو مزمور.
Go to Psalm 33, verse 12.
33, آیه 12.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He had chosen for His own inheritance.
خوشا به حال امتی که یهوه خدای ایشان است و قومی که برای میراث خیش برگزیده است.
You want to see your country blessed?
میخوان کشورتون ببینید برکت داره. شهرتون برکت داره. همسایه‌تون برکت داره.
You need to preach the good news.
پیام خوش انجیل رو به همه بگید.
Yeah, you need to stand blameless and harmless.
بی عیب و بی ایراد زندگی کنید.
Without rebuke in the midst of a crooked
بدون
nation.
بدون ایراد در میان دنیایی که پر از ایراده.
Because the nation that has God as his Lord is blessed.
خداوند رو داشته باشه برکت میگیره. Yeah. اما ملت ما
نداره. That's why we need to preach against
him. همین باید بر ضد گناه حرف بزنیم.
Against the alcohol, against the drugs.
بر ضد الکل صحبت کنیم. بر ضد مواد مخدر صحبت کنیم.
Against the fornication.
بر ضد زنا صحبت
against
کنیم.
Against adultery.
بر ضد زنا کردن صحبت
against کنیم. Divorce.
بر ضد طلاق صحبت کنیم.
Against the sodomy.
ضد همجنس بازی
and the rest of the alphabet.
بقیه همه چیزها گناهایی که وجود داره.
Yeah, but people don't like it when you speak about these things.
مردم دنیا دوست ندارن وقتی ما در مورد این چیزها صحبت
میکنیم.
اما چرا اهمیت میدیم که بقیه چی میگن؟
You better care about what God has to say.
بهتره که شما فکر کنین که خداوند چی میگه.
You better not be ashamed of his words.
بهتره که از کلام خداوند خجالت نکشید. هیچ کدومش.
Yeah, we preach the gospel.
به انجیل عیسی مسیح
but not only the gospel.
نه فقط انجیل
عیسی مسیح. We also teach them all things.
بلکه همه چیزها.
Go to Matthew 28. Matthew
28:19-20.
19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
پس رفته همه امت‌ها را شاگرد سازید و ایشان را به نام پدر و پسر و روح القدس تعمید دهید و ایشان را تعلیم دهید که همه اموری را که به شما حکم کردم حفظ کنند و اینک من هر روزه تا پایان دنیا همراه شما میباشم. آمین.
I read again Luke 8.
لوقا 8 رو بخونید.
16-17.
16 و 17. Yeah.
No man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick. That they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
و هیچ کس چراغ را افروده آن را زیر ظرفی یا تختی پنهان نمی کند، بلکه بر چراغدان می گذارد تا هر که داخل شود روشنی را ببیند. زیرا چیزی نهان نیست که ظاهر نگردد و نه مخفی که معلوم و هویدا نشود.
Yeah, a fruitful Christian shares the light of the gospel.
پر ثمر انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موزه میکنه.
A fruitful Christian has nothing to hide.
مسیحی ثمره دار هیچی نداره که از کسی
having a good personal testimony.
شهادت کامل و بی‌عیب.
Living the light.
و زندگی پر نور رو زندگی میکنه.
2 Peter 1:19.
دوم پتروس
2 Peter 1:19.
19.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the days that arise in your hearts.
و کلام مطمئن‌تر انبیا را نیز داریم که نیکو می‌کنید اگر در آن توجه کنید مثل چراغی درخشنده در مکان تاریک تا روز بردمد و ستاره صبح در دل‌های شما طلوع کند.
Yeah, a fruitful Christian is also not ashamed of the word of God.
یک مسیحی که پرثمره
and the word of God is light.
خجالت نمی‌کشه و از نور خداوند خجالت نمی‌کشه.